time now for In Case You Missed It, a look back at the topics of the day. Here's Lauren Brooks.
The Jaguars are back on the field today for day two of mandatory minicamp, and quarterback Blake Bortles met with the media following practice. This is the second time that we've heard from him this offseason. And Hayes, you think he'll have his best statistical year yet, but it may not be good enough still to secure a deal.
Yeah, and again, he doesn't have to rewrite record books to have the best year if you're looking at just, you know, passer rating. But yeah, I do think he'll be improved. But I think when you start to look at the market moving forward, what will be in the draft and now potentially these veterans that could come available as well, I do think it's going to be interesting because I don't think he's throwing 36 touchdowns and 4 interceptions in the fall. I just don't think he has that in him. But if he throws 29 touchdowns and 9 interceptions, which everybody I think would take right now in that building, I still don't know that you're throwing a massive extension at him and moving forward. So I think it is going to be precarious for the Jaguars how they approach Blake Bortles. And then obviously there's the other thing of he may just not be very good again. Then the decision's easy. You cut him and you start from scratch.
Yeah, I got to believe they went – Lauren, I got to believe they went into the powers that be meeting, Coughlin, Caldwell, Marone, whoever, and we're all guessing, right? And probably said something, oh, okay, here's the deal. Let's give this guy one more crack. Let's do all we can to help him succeed. Let's hope he will do his part. And then let's just see where it lands, right? It certainly seems like they've said that by not seeming to have any interest in any other quarterbacks. Okay? That's A. B, it certainly seems like he's done his part. He looks like he's in great shape. The California thing seemed to work for him 2 years ago, so he's certainly committed. It's clear he's committed to that. Everybody pretty much now has done what they can do. See where it goes. You can say, well, I don't think he's very good. Well, if you don't think he's very good, we'll know soon enough. Well, I think he's going to be fine. Okay, if you think he's going to be fine, we'll know soon enough. You can bellyache about it till the cows come home. The reality of this at this point is, where we stand right now, the reality is that's where they are. I'm not quite as convinced as you that he's not going to get some sort of an extension, but it will take an extraordinary year. I don't think there's any question.
We didn't talk about this, but are you guys surprised at all that he's going back to California again this time of year?
Not in the least. Number one, it's become the hot thing to do. I mean, both Browns quarterbacks are going there. Brady goes, I think more and more guys are starting to believe that's the thing to do. And your point is he's doing it again.
Again this offseason.
Is it overkill? Hayes, I think it's all – I mean, I think he's got – his all chips are all in. Okay, yeah. I mean, this is it.
Yeah, and he did not go in the 5-week break in the summer last year back to California. So this is a new thing as far as getting back to what he did 2 years ago. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's good for him. It makes him comfortable. And it was interesting hearing him talk about it because it's going to be different things. It was more general, the stuff he was working on in February out there. He said this is going to be way more specific things that he wants to hone. So, I think his mechanics have held up in OTAs from the work that he did earlier in the year. But now I think it's trying to fine-tune specific things going into training camp. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's good that he's doing it, and it'll be interesting to see the results.
Last night's Celtics versus Lakers 30-for-30 inspired you, Frank, to think about sports heroes in each city. Is your choice for Jacksonville Bob Hayes, Artis Gilmore, or one we may have forgot to mention earlier, Tim Tebow?
Yeah, I'm a big Tebow fan. I don't think he's Jacksonville sports hero, because most of his most prominent accomplishments weren't here. Bob Hayes's weren't either, yet he seemed to represent Jacksonville through much of that. Tough call for me. I think Boselli's on that list. I think he becomes more prominent when he gets into the hall. I think Bob Hayes is absolutely on that list. It's an interesting list because Jacksonville, if it's Hayes or Artis, it's guys who either played college here or are from here. Yet all these other cities, it's guys who made their star values while playing there, which would mean one of the Jaguar guys. Tough list for me. I probably Bob Hayes for now, but it is a tough list.
Yeah, and again, I think it's just the distinction. If it's where they're from, then it's Bob Hayes. But certainly if you're looking at pro sports and their impact here, there's just not a lot to choose from. We've had the Jaguars, and that's about it. So in my opinion, Tony Boselli is the greatest Jaguars player, and there's a pretty substantial gap between him and anyone else. I do think he gets into the Hall of Fame. And so to me, if we're going off the list of the other cities that we that we did, then it's got to be Boselli. Bob Hayes is the best athlete from here.
Could Shad Khan ever enter a list like this?
Sure, even though, sure,
yeah,
sure.
Absolutely. Even though competing.
And we've already talked about, we think Don Shula is the sports hero of Miami. He never played a down. He never played a down of sports there.
So I wonder if Jerry Jones then also enters on that Dallas list. Probably not. But
Dallas has some pretty good guys.
Yeah. The use of instant replay has grown with technology, but has it become too much? Hayes, you think the reviews certainly need to be sped up.
Yeah, just speed them up. But I think they should expand it. I think in the NFL, everything should be reviewed. And you look at the pass interference penalty and how big of an impact that can have on the outcome of a game when you're talking 40, 50 yards downfield. So, yeah, be able to review everything, but take two looks at it from two different angles. And if it's not obvious, move on and keep the game flowing. And again, they're doing the right thing, making it more based in New York and not with the officials actually on the field. That just took way too long. So they're taking steps in the right direction, I think.
I think it should be sped up. I think everything should be reviewable. I agree with that. We don't review enough stuff. But I think we should quit changing these microscopic, it takes 78 caliber lens to tell something was a half an inch off. I think replay should be there to overturn obvious missed calls, not ones that a guy couldn't be expected to get right.
Jason LaConfora listed quarterbacks on the hot seat. Blake Bortles is in the scalding category. Frank, you don't agree since the Jaguars did not draft nor sign a quarterback in the offseason.
Yeah, I think, look, I said this before. If they had brought in Brian Hoyer or Ryan Nassib or Joe Journeyman that might be a starter, or if they'd have drafted a guy in the middle of the draft, then maybe there's a hot seat. But I don't think anybody thinks they're giving the ball to Chad Henne. They don't seem to think – you don't get the sense that Brandon Allen is being groomed to one day be the Jaguars quarterback. Now, he could have a big preseason, and that could change a little. But, no, I don't think he's on a hot seat at all. I think, like we talked about before, I think this season, this is Blake Bortles' make-or-break season, but clearly is his season.
Yeah, he's on the hot seat long-term, but right. I would agree. In present, he's going to be the quarterback. They're going to give him, I think, a minimum of 9 to 10 games to figure it out before they move on to, you know, Henne or whoever they decide to finish out the year with, Allen. But this is it. I mean, he's added mulligans. This has to be a really good year for Blake Bortles. If it is, then they'll either, you know, keep him on the option, which should be like $19 million, or he'll get an extension that the average of that contract will be probably even higher than that. So, clearly, Blake Bortles is, on from a long-term standpoint, in my opinion, he's on the hot seat. Based on the quarterbacks that will be in the 2018 draft, we believe, and there even is the potential for some veterans that I think could be an upgrade that could hit the market in the offseason as well.
It's almost like there should be a new term for hot seat for him. Hot seat is much more when the person behind you is going to take over. This is either like fail or have the best year of your life, and there is no in between. It's the black and white seat almost versus the hot seat. If you need to hire a college head coach and an NFL head coach, with one caveat, you can't hire the obvious ones that aren't leaving. Hayes, you're going to go with Jim Harbaugh and John Harbaugh, respectively.
Yeah, how about that? And give me the Harbaugh boys. Yeah, I think Jim is two or three national championships waiting to happen. I don't think Michigan will be as strong this year just because I think they're sort of in a little bit of a dip. But I think once his recruiting is consistent, he'll be fine. And when I say recruiting, his class is over a 5-6 year period. He's still kind of going through the transition of taking over the job. But Jim Harbaugh would be a home run for any college team. And then, yeah, John Harbaugh, the Ravens, there was some talk that maybe the Ravens would part ways with him. Excellent special teams mind. He's done a great job in Baltimore with a roster that really, to be honest, hasn't had as much talent in the last few years as as they had earlier in his tenure. So, yeah, I think Mike Tomlin, too, would be on my list when you're talking NFL, Sean Payton. But John Harbaugh, I think he'd be a home run for any of the franchises.
I think the next big thing, I think, is going to be Tom Herman in college. If not, somebody, and then we said after that, a guy that's not currently coaching at a Power 5, probably Scott Frost. I think he's going to be really good. I really like the UCF coach. The NFL guy for me would be Mike McCarthy. I think almost inexplicably he's going to be available. I think he's going to be an available coach, and I That's an awfully good coach that I think is going to lose his gig in the next year or two. And I really like him as a coach.
We're almost to buying and selling time in baseball. Frank, you love that Major League Baseball has this option, since every team can get excited whether they're in the hunt for the playoffs or not.
If you're a diehard fan, not a casual, but if you're a pretty invested fan, all 30 teams are watching it closely, because the good teams are one hitter, one bat, one arm away, and the struggling teams are excited and chomping the bit at the haul they're going to get. And that makes it fun for everybody, so you're still kind of in the game a little bit. Even though the game might not be winning this year, I think that makes baseball stand out. It's a cool thing.
Yeah, I do too. It always seems to deliver. The NFL trade deadline is always a bust. In NBA, like you said, Frank, earlier, it's a lot of times it's just clearing cap space and cap flexibility. The baseball deadline always does seem to deliver on in late July. And so I think if you're looking for one team, I mean, the Yankees, can they trade and acquire a starter? They always seem, under Brian Cashman, to be pretty aggressive when they've got a chance to make a push. They're a surprise success, but do they go get a starting arm to really sort of put them over the top in terms of being able to win the pennant and get to the World Series?